Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast, and today's show is called What Legal Considerations Are There for Annual Tree Service Contracts? But before I get started, if you're a TreeCare professional ready to level up your business and marketing, then let's chat. Schedule a short no-obligation call at tech.treecarehq.com. Now let's get started with today's show. If you're running a tree service company or you're a property owner, there's a lot riding on your annual contracts. The right legal considerations up front can save you from nasty surprises, liability headaches, and flat-out expensive disputes. Let's break down what matters. First, scope of work. This is the foundation of any solid contract. Don't leave anything to chance. You want to define exactly what services are included. Are you handling regular pruning, storm cleanup, stump grinding, or just basic removal? How often will you show up? Monthly, quarterly, or just as needed? Be crystal clear about what's not included too. Detail your pruning methods, the specifics around debris disposal, and how or if you handle emergency calls. If it isn't in writing, you're inviting misunderstandings. And in this industry, unclear terms lead to tension and lost profit. Second, liability and insurance. This is where things can go sideways fast if you aren't buttoned up. Your contracts need to state who holds responsibility for any damages or injuries on the job. Don't settle for a verbal, "Yeah, we're insured." Get current written proof of insurance every single time. That means general liability, workers' comp, the works. Build in indemnification clauses that protect both you and your client just in case something happens. Remember, even the safest crews have accidents, and you don't want legal or financial fallout hitting your business or your customer. Third, let's talk about termination and payment terms. Life happens. Sometimes contracts need to end early. Spell out exactly how either you or the property owner can terminate the contract and under what conditions. Are there penalties or required notice periods? Don't forget your payment schedule. Is it monthly, quarterly, or after each visit? Lay out not just when payments due, but what happens if it's late. Will there be late fees? Will you pause service? Make it clear so there's no wiggle room for missed payments turning into payroll trouble for you. So here's my no-nonsense takeaway. Before you sign or renew any annual tree service contract, slow down and review those core areas: scope of work, insurance, termination, and payment terms. If you don't know what you're looking at, don't guess. Consult a legal pro who understands service contracts. A strong, clear agreement won't just protect your interests, it'll prevent stress and wasted time down the line. This has been Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast. Rise up and rake in. Let's grow and scale your tree care business. If you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business with proven tree service marketing and growth strategies, let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call with me, Bradley Benner, at tech.treecarehq.com. No hard sales tactics, just a conversation to explore how we can help you dominate your local market and book more jobs. Book it now at tech.treecarehq.com.